Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Beach Lane Presents here at Radio Carrum on this lovely Saturday morning. Here this morning with the lovely Stephanie Poole. Morning, Steph.
Morning, Georges.
Welcome to Beach Lane.
Thank you.
Steph, you're actually one of the most recent practitioners, new practitioners to Beach Lane.
Yes.
And you're running a workshop soon with a very interesting title. We might start off with the workshop, which is called Afterglow.
Yes.
Afterglow Workshop. So just in a few words, what's that workshop about?
Well, I guess, so the Afterglow piece is really about trying to help women after the postpartum period. I named it Afterglow, the organization Afterglow, because I felt like, after I had my son, I struggled a bit with feeling isolated, a bit depressed.
So postpartum is meaning post,
yes.
post-pregnancy, after
yes.
you've had your child.
Post-pregnancy.
Yep.
However, you know, a lot of people have perinatal, so that goes into the pregnancy and the postpartum period. I was fortunate that, you know, I felt really great during my pregnancy, and people would say, oh, you're glowing. And then after, I thought, I actually don't feel like I'm glowing anymore. I don't feel well at all. So Afterglow is, you know, the definition is a light that remains when even though the glow has dimmed a bit.
Has dimmed a bit because
we
all, I guess, take it for granted that, you know, a pregnant lady is glowing and is in full bloom.
Yep.
And I guess there's an assumption that once the baby's born, that that continues.
Yes. And yeah, in my case, it didn't. And for a lot of women, I think it doesn't. But I feel that glow is still there. It just needs to, you need some support and some help to bring it back out again. So that's why I've kind of named it Afterglow. And the workshop itself is really trying to talk about postnatal wellness. Because I think we spend, women spend a lot of time writing their birth plans. I know I did, and feeling as though, you know, you want to have that be, you know, in place, have all the things that you need during the birth and the labor. However, I guess, you know I didn't really think about what I probably needed after. And I found out, you know, once I had my son, that I probably didn't really have the things in place that I really needed at the time. So I guess I really wanted the workshop to assist women and families. So again, partners are welcome to come.
It's not just for the ladies.
No,
partners can come as well.
Partners can come, or you know, if there's friends or family that want to learn a bit more about postnatal wellness, to really assist the women and the moms around, their wellness, I guess.
It's a wonderful thing, and I think you and I were talking before we had this conversation. About some of the challenges I shared with you that, you know, I raised five children and have seen the challenges literally firsthand in terms of, you know, a mum going through all of that, you know, all the pre and during and post physical challenges, mental challenges, I guess emotional. And it's not only for the woman, it's also for the partner.
Absolutely.
In some ways, am I right?
Yes, I think... you know, it affects the family unit. When the mom's not feeling well, it affects everybody in it, whoever your partner is, whether that's your even friends or, you know, grandparents who are watching some of this happen and feeling, I think, sometimes a bit helpless. And what do I actually do to help? And I think not knowing what the resources are is a huge component of that. So I really want the workshop to help women and families understand what are your options. Because when you're in that and you're really not feeling well, you're not always thinking about, you know, how to get the resources, where to go. So if there's ways that I can help, empower people to feel that they have choices and that they can get help and there's help out there, that is really, I guess, the message that I'm trying to get across.
And I guess that takes us to a little bit about you. So your background, you've got an in-depth background in the area of psychology and so on. Tell us a bit about what brought you to this particular offering.
So my background is in psychology. I studied psychology in the U.S. And have worked in a variety of different, organizations and also with different groups of people. I mainly have worked a lot in substance use, addiction setting.
Substance abuse.
Yep, yeah. And mental health, which is dual diagnosis, I guess is what it's called. And yeah, I mean, I guess after having my son, that is what has led me to really want to help other women in the postnatal period.
How old is your boy?
He's 1.5.
1.5, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, having that background, I thought, you know what, why not try to assist other women and use, you know, the skills and the interests that I have to do that. So,
fantastic.
And I've always been very passionate about empowering people and trying to advocate and also breaking down stigma, because I think, you know, to say that you have postpartum depression or anxiety, and again, there's other types of mental health issues after after birth, which could be, you know, psychosis, or which isn't always talked about. Again, that's one that is a lot of times even more stigmatized. So I really wanted to bring it to light and let people know it's okay to talk about, and to also, I think some people don't realize that they may have it. So to really think about, if you're not feeling well, and if this has been going on for a long period of time, you know, try to get some help, talk to someone, tell someone, tell your GP. You don't have to suffer by yourself. So,
at the risk of being a bit simplistic, what are some of the symptoms, perhaps, that that one might experience?
Yep.
That might say, well, look, I should come along to this sort of conversation.
Yep. I guess, like you said, I mean, this is kind of, you know, putting it simplistically, you know, for things like anxiety, maybe, you know, fears of, it can go anywhere from just constant anxiety and worry that has gone beyond a period of maybe a week or so, or a couple of weeks. So this is something that's a bit more long-lasting, where it's actually having an effect on, you know, your everyday life and the way that you're interacting with your child or your family. So constant worry. It could be things like people do have fears of actually wanting to hurt their children. Fears that, you know, they might just be thoughts, but really that they're scared about those thoughts. And
so
they might
fears
not,
that they might, what, mishandle the child?
Mishandle the child. They're getting really maybe frustrated around, you know, the child and feeling that they can't handle the responsibilities. The depression, you know, is slightly different, but I guess they can go closely hand in hand. A lot of people that have the anxiety, it can lead into depression and vice versa. So I guess with the depression, it would be, you know, they say the baby blues, but that's really short lasting. So this would be a depression or a feeling of sadness, of crying, not being able to get out of bed in the morning. You know, I guess, which has gone on for a longer period. I mean, mine when I started feeling really down and really noticing it was 8 months into it. And that's another thing I strongly encourage, is this is something that doesn't just happen always in the 6 weeks after birth, which is what we hear a lot. This can happen all the way up to a year after. So it's something to really keep your eye on. And the sooner you can get some help, the better, really.
So you're really advocating a certain awareness and mindfulness of what may happen.
Yep. And it may be that a family member's listening, or, you know, a partner, and they're noticing it. So even maybe coming along and having a think about whether or not this is something that could be useful so that you can help your loved one.
Well, look, your workshop specifically is happening quite soon.
Yes, on Thursday.
On Thursday, the 8th of June.
Yep.
At 1 to 3 p.m., am I right?
Yep.
And bookings can be made directly with yourself?
Yeah, so you can, it is on your website,
which
will take you to
the
Beach Lane website, which will take you to a link through Eventbrite, and you can sign up there, or you can go to the Afterglow website, and you can also sign up through there.
And what's the Afterglow website?
That's www.projectafterglow.com.
Projectafterglow.
Yep, so it's projectafterglow.com.
Okay, otherwise on beachlane.co is the website, of course, for Beach Lane. Just briefly, I know this is this workshop is probably the beginning of a range of different opportunities for participants and for yourself. We've talked briefly about some of the things that you might do in moving forward from this.
Just, yep.
Can you touch on that briefly if you could?
Yeah, so some of the other thoughts that I had around, in addition to the workshop, would be a group. So I know what I was searching for some of the time was a group that I could go to that would give me practical strategies, things that I could use, meet other women who were struggling. Mm-hmm. My mother's group was great, but I was really having a harder time, and I think a lot of the women maybe weren't experiencing that, or we weren't willing to talk about it in that setting. Mm-hmm. So to give people a space where they feel that they, a safe space that they can actually talk about how they're feeling and have different topics throughout the 6 weeks that would assist women. Other things, for instance, really trying to draw attention to postpartum depression and anxiety and other mental health issues in that period. I've thought about having, you know, kind of a movie night where it would broadcast a specific documentary around postpartum depression.
So that's in the planning stages?
That's in the planning stages, yep.
And also some possible one-on-ones you've been considering?
Yeah, so possible one-on-ones if there's people who really, maybe a group isn't for them, but they're really struggling a bit, one-on-one or want to have a chat, that would be something as well to consider. So I am studying to be a postnatal doula, which that is someone that can then come out and help women in the postnatal period. It will take me a little while to finish it, but it is something to be looking out for, so I'll be able to provide that service to women. Because, we have the birth doulas, which is great, and then they go up to a certain point, but then postpartum, like I said, it's people maybe coming in to support the woman or the family, help with breastfeeding, and even just where to go, resources. So if people are questioning, what do I do, where do I go, helping to provide that connection,
support.
And that network, excellent. To the family, so, yeah.
Excellent, Steph. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure having you here at Beach Lane. So in summary, folks, if you're interested in the workshop that's coming up, the Afterglow workshop, that's happening this Thursday, 8th of June.
Yep.
Bookings can be either on the Beach Lane website, beachlane.co, or at
projectafterglow.com.
Afterglow.com.
Yes.
And Steph would be more than happy to have you join the group at that workshop. I think that's all for now.
Yeah. If people have any questions, they can email me at info@projectafterglow.com because I know some people might have questions before they just kind of sign up for it. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
So the coming workshop is really one opportunity to connect.
Yes.
As well as that, don't forget that Facebook.
And Facebook, yes. So Facebook is another one. And you can look up, you should be able to put in Project Afterglow and you'll find it. And please like us. So there's now a few followers on there and I do post things about it on there. So.
Well done. Yep. Thank you, Steph. And of course, Beach Lane has its Facebook page as well. So thank you, Steph.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you on board.
Yes.
And thank you to Radio Karam and Marcus for supporting this initiative.
Thank you.
George McHale signing off, I guess, at Beach Lane Presents. Bye for now.